Welcome out to It Figures on www.thatnewtoysmell.com. I'm Pixel Dan, and I'm joined today by none other than Scotty Cash.
What's going on?
It's, what is it, Wednesday, July 8th?
Yep.
Already July 8th?
Yep.
Holy crap. Summer's flying by, I don't like that.
What'd you get me for this special July 8th for no good reason? You didn't give me nothing on July 8th?
I didn't buy you anything.
Aww.
I didn't know July 8th was a holiday.
No, it's called Give a Podcast Friend Gift Day. You didn't know that?
I forgot.
Next year you'll remember.
I'll remember now. I'll put it on the calendar. Mm-hmm. I totally didn't remember that.
Now you do. Now you know.
Now I know. And knowing is half the battle.
Yeah.
So what's going on, guys? Doing our weekly podcast thing here. Today we've got an interesting topic.
Masters of the Universe Classics. No, not really.
No, probably not today.
Maybe next time?
We could, I guess. I like He-Man. We could talk about He-Man all day if we wanted to. Actually, today's topic is something that... This is a conversation that I have a lot, you know, with my friends, with my fellow toy collectors, and thought this would make a good discussion for this show, and that is the current state of toy prices, action figure prices. Of course, with the economy being the way it is, nothing is cheap anymore.
That is correct.
We know how that is. I mean, prices of everything are going up. Obviously, gas is the one thing that people have always complained about the most, is going way up in price. It's really expensive. People are having a hard time keeping jobs, et cetera, et cetera. Minimum wage just keeps going up. Minimum wage has jumped up to $8 an hour in the state of Illinois. Can you believe that? When I first started working, it was $5.15.
Me too.
$5.15. It is $8. So, of course, minimum wage goes up. That means the price of living goes up. Everything else goes up. It's awful. It's awful. And, of course, toys are no exception to that. You walk into a toy store nowadays, and you walk down the action figure aisle, you're going to see quite a bit higher prices than if you went 10 years ago, 12 years ago, even 5 years ago. I mean, prices have changed so drastically on toys.
Yep.
It's hard to keep up with. It's really hard to keep up with, especially if you're a collector like myself who buys so much stuff and has so many different collections. It gets real tight.
That's one of the main reasons I got rid of most of my collections.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was a huge Spawn sports figures collector, and I literally had probably over 200 sports figures, with counting football, basketball, NBA guys, and those used to be $9.99, and they used to have real nice clamshells. And then McFarlane decided that, well, we're going to raise the price about $2 or $3, give these crap cases, make the base plastic, and that's pretty much when I was like, well, I'm done.
Right.
And since I was done collecting, there was no sense in keeping my collection because I couldn't finish it, so shipped them on down the road.
I definitely know how that feels. And I know what you're talking about, too, with those McFarlane figures. I'm sure any collector out there that looks at the McFarlane stuff has seen the packaging design change.
It's awful.
They went from the cool plastic blister cards that they were always known for to, like, the generic cardboard back blister cards, you know, just like all action figures. And it's noticeably different, and it's sad that... Like, I would understand that maybe they needed to switch to that for a money-saving effort, but it's sad that they switched to that and hiked up their prices.
Correct.
You know what I mean? That's awful, because...
It's also another bad thing is that cardboard's not even good cardboard. It's, like, super weak cardboard, and the clamshell is super weak, like, plastic. So when you ship those figures, like, if you do a trade or you sell one or, you know, anything like that, you have to, like, ridiculously super-duper pack it, or it's going to be damaged and someone's going to complain.
Right.
Which is fine, you know, because it's not their fault. You know, they didn't pay or trade something that was damaged, so that's just it's just bad all the way around.
Well, and that's like you were. I know a lot of McFarlane collectors I've noticed are mint on card collectors.
Right.
A lot of the people that buy those sports figures and stuff, they want to keep them in the packages. So when you switch to something that's flimsy like that and gets damaged easy,
yep.
or just the fact that it looks different than all the other ones you have, I mean, that's obviously going to be a huge turnoff right
yep,
there.
That is correct.
And the fact that you have to pay a higher price, it makes it harder. It makes it more difficult. Now, with my collections personally, like, I've always been a big collector of Star Wars figures. And I have seen those figures jump up way higher in price from when I first started collecting them. Now, anybody that bought Star Wars figures back in like the 70s and 80s when the movies first launched, I'm sure they'll any of those guys will tell you that they were able to walk in any store and pay, you know, $1.50 $2 for some of those figures.
How much did we see that one in Metropolis?
Yeah, we saw a retailer in Metropolis while we were there selling some old vintage Star Wars figures that had original price tags on them still. I'm pretty certain some of those said like $1.75.
Yeah, $1.68 from the Kmart.
That's amazing to me. Now, of course, that's a little bit before my time. But I remember when I first started buying Star Wars figures again back in 96 when they came back out, I was paying about $4.75, $4.88, around there, maybe $4.99, depending on what store you went to. I think Walmart always had them like $4.88 was like their price point for Star Wars
figures.
And
then everybody else had them for $4.99.
Yeah.
Right.
So you got used to paying about $5 a figure for Star Wars figures, and that was understandable. That was pretty much the going rate for those kind of toys. In fact, I remember a lot of toys being like at the $5
mark. Yeah, for sure. I remember maybe every other Saturday, I would mow the grass, and my mom would give me $10. So with the $10, I would have to scout, find 70 cents because a Toy Biz figure like, you know, X-Men guys, all those were $4.99 with tax. They were $5.35. So I'd have to get 70 cents from Piggy Bank / Beg Mom for More Money and head on over to the local Toys R Us, Ventures, Kmart, whatever you want to call it, and get two figures. But yeah, they used to be $5.35 with tax.
That's absolutely true. I'm the exact same way because I was real big into collecting the Toy Biz X-Men stuff when I was a kid, and I always got a weekly allowance of $10. And I remember always that every Friday my mom would give me that $10 and I would beg her to take me to Toys R Us so I could buy two new X-Men figures. So yeah, $5 a piece. I mean, that used to be about the going rate for everything. And I remember even back when He-Man figures were first out, they were probably around $4 or $5 a piece.
Joe's used to be around that Toy Biz time. Joe's were $2.99.
I remember that. G.I. Joe's were $3. I remember going into Toys R Us and buying G.I. Joe's.
That was when they had
price.
The not-so-cool weapons attached to.
Yes.
But it was all right. For $3, you could get a
$3. Absolutely. I mean, especially when I got into buying Joe's, I think that's one of the things that kind of turned me on to them. I could get more figures.
Yeah.
You know, I'd be like, I could take this $10 and get like
50.
Not quite 50, I guess. 50 but, you know, I could get like 3 G.I. Joes or 2 X-Men figures. Sometimes, you know, you go with more when you're a kid. Because I get more figures this way. But you walk into a store now, and I walk into the Star Wars section, where, you know, there's 5 million different, you know, Luke Skywalker since 1996 and stuff like that. But I'm a collector, so I still buy Star Wars toys. Except now when I walk into a store, depending on where I go, I'm looking at paying between $7.99 to $8.99 a figure.
Mm.
That's like $8 or $9 for a 3¾-inch action figure. That is insane.
That's ridiculous.
That is ridiculous. And just looking, thinking back to when I used to pay like $5 a figure for it, and now I'm paying almost $10 for one figure. I mean, it's like, you know, we were talking about, we used to go and get two figures for $10, and now you can barely buy one figure for $10.
This isn't really counting, like, KB, because KB is higher price by a buck or two anyway. So if your toy store is KB, you're probably super mad, because not your Star Wars figure is probably $10, not $8.
Well, if they're, do KB still exist?
Well, I'm sure, are they all?
I thought
gone?
They all went bankrupt.
Wow.
But any place, like any of those stores in the mall or anything that sells them, they always jack the prices.
Yeah,
Or like Shopko. I don't know if anybody's got a Shopko around them.
Yeah, they're,
our Shopko's got like Star Wars figures are like $11.99.
Yeah,
they're insane.
Their new G.I. Joes are $11.99.
That's insane.
$8.99 at Toys R Us, $8.95 at Walmart, and $11.99 at Shopko.
That's amazing. That is absolutely unreal. And then another thing I was thinking about, too, the other day. When Marvel Legends first came out, when they first got real big and Toy Biz was making the Marvel Legends, this was probably about 5 years ago now. Probably five, maybe about 5-6 years ago, I guess. I can't believe it's been that long. But I remember when those first came out, and I was completely into the Marvel Legends line. And I remember those being on store shelves for about $7.99 apiece.
Yeah.
When you walk into a store and look at a Marvel Legends figure or a DC Universe figure now, they are $12.99 a piece.
Yep.
$13 for a 6-inch action figure. A figure that used to be around $7 or $8 is now $13. That is unbelievable. And that just really goes to show how the market is right now.
It's not even that much of a better figure. It's it's like the same exact figure.
Like, yeah, I mean, I guess the sculpt thing, maybe it's gotten a little better, unless you're talking about Hasbro's Marvel Legends, which I don't like at all.
I do like the DC Universe.
The DC Universe stuff looks great.
Their packages are awesome.
Packages are
awesome. I do love the colors and everything.
They kind of look like our He-Man figure packages.
Huh.
But then, hey, there again,
to bring it up,
there's another good example. I mean, I know that Masters of the Universe is an online exclusive, and that really complicates things as far as pricing goes. But we're paying $20 a figure.
Not you.
Not me. That's true. I don't.
You get your first set for free.
But when I buy... Well, you know, that's the...
I don't even know why you're doing this. People like you just get free stuff all the time.
I guess that's one of the good things about reviewing things, right?
and then you got to pay for shipping on top.
Yeah, you pay $20 a figure. You pay, $8 to ship it, however much they charge you. And again, like I said, that's an online thing. So I understand that they do have to charge a little bit more because it's a limited run. It's online only. They don't have retail support. But yikes. $20 for a 7-inch action figure is so much money, considering the original He-Man figures were probably about $4.
Yeah, $3.99.
Considering the 2002 He-Man figures were around $6.99.
Yeah, they were $6.99.
So
good memory.
Yeah, it's amazing. It really is amazing, and it really hurts. It hurts being a collector right now, because like you said earlier. That this affected you as far as your collections go. Like, you had to stop collecting
some
stuff.
Well, I had about 300. I kept, like, the Shacks, which are my favorite. I got about 10 figures left that I'm going to keep forever. Out of 300. I probably had more than 300. But I traded a bunch for other collections that I needed to finish. I sold a bunch on eBay. I sold a bunch of different, different boards. But, yeah, it was such a turnoff from the price. You know, instead of paying $10 for a figure, now I have to spend $13.
Right.
You know, I mean, I don't know. It's sad.
That's like how it is with it. Like, oh my gosh, like the NECA stuff. I love the NECA stuff. If you guys, know that I like those NECA figures. Those figures are $15 a piece at least.
Right.
At least, depending on what the character is. It is really hard to come up with $15 a fork over for one figure for me sometimes. Like, I know that I love these things. And I know that I want to buy them. And then when it comes time for me to actually pull out my wallet and pay for it, it's hard.
Right.
It's hard for me to fork over $15 for one action figure. It's amazing.
When we used to get three for
$15. Yeah, exactly.
Unless you're talking Joes, then you're talking,
like six or seven. Yeah.
Seven Joes.
And I used to be a completist when it came to Star Wars. Like, there was a long time there where every new figure that came out, I was buying them.
You got two or three of them.
I was getting two or three of each figure because I wanted to make sure I had one in the package and one to open. And, boy, that changed real quick once the prices started going up. Because
yeah.
It gets hard to keep up with.
Well, that's...
And you start counting your priorities, first of all.
Yes.
Because, obviously, there are things in life that are more important than buying toys.
Well, whoa.
It's hard for me to say that.
I guess some things.
It's hard for me to say that, but there are more important things.
This is why I don't have two of all the Masters of the Universe classics.
Oh, yeah.
Because, I mean, I do have two He-Mans, but that's about it. It's either have two of this guy, keep one open, keep one in a package, or be able to afford next month's figure.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Like, do I want to put some gas in my car and go have lunch, or do I want to go toy shopping? It gets real complicated sometimes. You actually have to set aside a little fund to go shopping, which, isn't a bad thing. But then you get that money and you go to the store and you have just enough money to buy one figure.
Right.
And it's awful, It's a terrible, terrible feeling. I've gotten to the point now with Star Wars where I rarely buy a Star Wars figure now unless it's a character that I... Either has never been made before and I absolutely feel like I need to have in my collection, or it's just, that cool a figure that I would like to own it.
Like
it's
super smiley Luke Skywalker?
Yeah, boy, do I not need that figure.
What?
The San Diego Comic-Con Luke. He is so happy and so pointless.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They've never made that.
They've never made a smiling Luke. I don't care.
I was going to say that outfit. Never, ever.
Oh, yeah. No, we've never
not
seen.
Times 10.
Never seen X-Wing Luke.
Never.
But I guess the big thing they're pushing with that is that it comes with that little yellow ladder for the X-Wing, which they've never made before.
Ooh.
I don't need that. I don't have an X-Wing vehicle. I don't buy vehicles normally with my toys.
Yeah.
That figure's useless to me, and it's not worth me paying $10 just because it's an exclusive. There's no way. And that's the thing. When now that prices on toys are so high, I've noticed that it's easier for me now to decide what I actually need and what I don't need. Yeah, you know? Sure. There was a time where I didn't care. I just bought anything and everything because I wanted new toys for my collection. Now I really have to sit and focus and think, is this something that I really want? Am I just going to turn around and sell this and not even get my money back on it? Is it just going to take up space on my shelf where I could put something that I do want? I mean, it's... times have changed, man. Times have changed. It's hard on collectors. And I'm curious to see how many people will just straight up stop collecting toys because of the prices.
Well, I'm sure some people
have. Absolutely. I'm sure people have given up. I don't blame them, almost,
like,
well, you know?
It looks like this G.I. Joe says $7.99.
Like, I've tried giving up toy collecting before. I know how hard that is. Because eventually you get the bug and you're ready to come back into it. And then you want to buy everything that you used to have. And it's
hard. A guy that's done that.
Yeah, I do too.
I do a podcast with him sometimes.
Yeah, I know that guy too.
Oh.
But anyway, I understand how hard it probably is right now for guys like that. Who are like, it's just too expensive. I can't afford to buy toys anymore. I'm going to stop. And then you quit, and all you want to do is buy toys, but you can't afford to or don't want to spend $10, $15
a
figure.
Yeah, all the stuff that you sold is doubled now.
Yep.
So when you go back to eBay or message boards to get your stuff back, get your wallet out.
That's the other thing, man. We don't even need to go into that almost, but like resale value is
crazy. Yeah. If you don't get something from the store, you're done.
I know. And that's unbelievable to me because you would think with things being so expensive in the store and people not buying them as much that would affect the resale value. But it seems like it doesn't matter. Like, things are still so expensive, especially vintage stuff.
Yes.
Vintage stuff is so high right now. I remember when I kind of first got back into collecting, it was real easy for me to jump on eBay and find a lot of Ninja Turtles for a good price or a lot of He-Man figures for a good price. I rebought a lot of my He-Man figures that I had as a kid on eBay back around 2000.
We got a couple lots together.
Ish, yeah. Right before the He-Man figures relaunched in 2002, 2003. And I was buying those lots for super cheap.
Yeah.
Super cheap.
We got a couple of those together.
You get on eBay now and try to buy some vintage He-Man figures and
you're not getting nothing under $20. I don't care what's in the lot.
Not under 20, absolutely. And some of those figures are going for $50 to $75 a piece depending on the character. You go look for King Randor or Scareglow or the Sorceress.
Yeah.
You better be willing to fork over minimum $50
yeah.
just for that figure. That's unbelievable. That is crazy. Toy collecting is hard. Yeah. It takes a lot out of you. It's expensive.
It's awful fun. You got the chase and built in with it where you go to the local store. Oh, I don't have it. Now I got to go to the local Walmart. You go to the local Walmart. Oh, they don't have it now. And that's kind of fun. And then when you get the figure and you get to open it, that's also fun. Then you put up there with the rest of your guys. If you're a collector that opens them, that's awesome. But it's just so expensive.
It is. It's so expensive.
It's not worth it.
The hunt is fun. The collecting is fun. I love it. I'm not giving it up anytime soon. I mean, it's my passion. Here I am doing a podcast about toys. I make videos about toys. I love toys. It's what I do. It's my thing.
It's fun.
That doesn't change the fact that it is very expensive. And I know we were joking earlier about, me getting those He-Man figures for free. Think of all those other videos we do for this, for our site.
Right.
All those other reviews we do. We buy a lot of that stuff. So it's even harder for guys like us who make videos, for other people who like to do reviews and stuff like that. And I love it. I love doing it. It gets very expensive
sometimes.
Like
the grand opening, we buy figures to open them.
Yeah, we buy figures just to open them.
We even buy vintage Captain Power figures to open them. Which was actually sealed. A lot of people are like, oh, those aren't sealed. No, 100% sealed.
Yep. We were crazy like that. We don't care. We'll open up some vintage toys.
Yeah, we got all the money in the world. Not.
Yeah. But yeah.
Before we take off. We were talking about Joe's earlier. Just a fast, quick review. The new G.I. Joe, movie G.I. Joe's came out. Sweet.
I do like him. I do like him. We got him in at our Toys R Us here in town. Like, before any of the other stores got it, Toys R Us got it. It was pretty sweet.
At least 2 days early.
And I looked at him all this weekend. I do like him. Now, there are some of them, I don't know, I was a little iffy about. Like, I don't know how I feel about the Zartan.
I don't like. I hate the Zartan.
I don't like the way he looks.
What is it? The Neo Viper?
Neo Viper? You didn't like the Neo Viper? No. I thought he was kind of cool looking.
No, it kind of looks like an old school Iron Man slash Destro.
Okay. But I do like, I love the Baroness.
Baroness is great.
She's amazing looking. Snake Eyes is great. Storm Shadow is great.
Storm Shadow
is
wonderful.
And I think the funny part is I think my favorite figures are the ones that aren't even in the movie, but they like made movie-ized versions of them. Like, because they did like Firefly and Barbecue and Shipwreck, some of those guys.
Was Shipwreck exclusive too?
No, he wasn't exclusive to Toys R Us, but he's not in the movie.
Firefly and Barbecue are
Toys R Us exclusives. But I really like those. I think those are cool-looking figures. I haven't bought G.I. Joes in a long time. I might end up picking some of these up.
I went there with my buddy. He's a huge G.I. Joe collector. We were there as soon as Toys R Us opened. I grabbed the only one I wanted, Storm Shadow, and he went ahead and filled his cart up with one of each of everything else.
Jeez. And Storm Shadow sold out so quick. Yeah. There were none left by the time I got it.
Yeah, we grabbed the last two from your store.
Yeah.
Yeah, he spent $162.
Oh, my.
What'd you say? I said $162 on, I think, like 9 figures and 2 vehicles.
Jeez. You know what is cool? What I love in that line? That giant tank command station.
$100.
I don't know what it's called, so forgive me.
The
but
pit. It's the G.I. Joe pit or something like that.
It's something like that. It's $100. It's expensive. But oh my god, is that a cool playset?
It's huge. It's like the old school playset.
I was
going to
say,
ginormous.
That reminds me of like the playsets from like the 80s and the 90s, yes. Dude. That is great stuff. And that thing says on the back that it holds 84 action figures on it.
See, in that.
I would love to have that.
This is hard to say. But those are worth $100.
For sure.
Because that's how much the old playsets were. We're like $100.
Uh huh.
That thing is ginormous and it's huge. I'm surprised it's only $100.
If I had $100,
I really am surprised.
I would buy that. I would seriously buy that.
Put He-Man in it.
I'd put He-Man in it. I have my old G.I. Joes. I'll stand them up on it with He-Man.
No, they won't complain. Okay, I only got like 16 He-Man guys in here. You said 84.
It says 84. I guess it remains to be seen if that movie is going to be any good or not. I'm still iffy on it. But I got to admit, those toys are cool. And apparently the collectors don't care how good or bad the movie is going to be. Because those figures sold quick.
Well, they fired the director.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
And wasn't the director like Brian Singer or something like that?
I don't think it was Singer.
They had a mainstream director, I thought.
But they didn't like him.
And they're like, well, we just watched a movie. Yeah, go ahead and pack your bag. You're out of here.
So I'm very curious.
They're like, you over there mopping the floor. Would you like to direct the rest of this movie?
Yeah.
What's a G.I. Joe?
So I'm definitely curious about that movie, that's for sure. But as far as the toys are concerned, I'm pretty happy. They're pretty cool.
Yes.
I'm going to have to get some so I can check them out, you know, in person, in hands, and maybe we'll do a review. That'll be fun.
You do reviews?
I do reviews.
I had no idea. I love your reviews, by the way.
All right, before we go ahead and close things off, let me go ahead and remind you guys that this Sunday is the Toy Man Show in the St. Louis area. If you guys want to come to a cool toy show, find some cool toys for sale, whether they're cheap or expensive, I guess you'll find out when you get there.
We're not getting anything for telling you this. We're telling you the truth. The Toy Man Toy Show is awesome.
It is a lot of fun. And we're going to have a booth set up there for that new toy smell. So if you guys are in the St. Louis area, come on out. It'll give you a chance to beat? Weird.
You're going
to
beat somebody up?
Don't beat nobody up. But you can meet me and Scotty and Duvall. All three of us will be there hanging out at the booth. So that'd be kind of cool. We'd love to hear from you guys and meet some of you guys.
Or beat some of you guys.
But you guys can get the information for that at toymanshow.com. It'll have the address and everything of the event. And I think that's going to wrap up this installment of It Figures. Any final words, Scotty Cash?
We love Masters of the Universe classics.
We love Masters of the Universe. So from Scotty Cash, who loves He-Man, and Pixel Dan, who loves He-Man, we'll see you guys next week.
We're out of here.
On It Figures.